The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
You can share a home and a bed and your life with someone and still feel alone. That is often the hidden reality of something called emotional neglect. Michelle Flynn is with me, psychotherapist and founder of On Creebyog. Hello, Michelle.
Morning, Claire.
Nice to see you. This is a big one, isn't it? Emotional neglect. Can you define it for us first? Like, what is it?
Yeah. So, I mean, emotional neglect, I suppose, sounds like it's kind of something that's malicious or on purpose. But really what we're talking about here, Claire, is that feeling of being disconnected from your partner, you know. So maybe being in a relationship and still at the same time feeling alone. That's really what we mean.
So when life gets busy, when things get in the way and the relationship comes behind everything else, essentially, is that what's behind it often?
Yeah, I think so. And I mean, like, I also want to say, you know, this is a really normal part as well of being in a long-term relationship. Like, at the moment, I'm going through a house move, and even just doing kind of the reading around this today, I was thinking, oh gosh, I really need to, you know, put some time back in. And so we often think that relationships end because there's been a betrayal or there's conflict or there's been constant criticism.
A big dramatic event.
A big traumatic event. But actually what we really see, what I see a lot in my practice, is that it's that slow eroding over time of the relationship, because people don't feel that they're being emotionally attuned to, they're being listened to, they're being seen, validated. So they start to feel like they're on their own. Like, I often see with new parents, it's that idea of like, we're co-managing, we're co-parenting, we're existing, but we're not really connecting. And that's the killer. That's the silent killer.
So when you get to flop down on the sofa at the end of the day, whether it's 8:30 or 9:00, you're just not talking, you're not chatting, you're maybe on your phone or you're watching a bit of TV, and that's the golden time that you should be using to connect, is it?
Yeah, I mean, and mostly you're watching TV and scrolling at the same time, you know. And like, there's a reason for this often. It's not usually because we don't love our partner, we don't want to be intimate, but we live in a society, we live in a world now that we're constantly on, you know, we're living in this doing all the time. You know, we're getting emails in the evening time, we're getting text messages, like I'm in a million WhatsApp groups. So by the time you get to the end of the day when kids are in bed and you have that time to connect, most of us are burnt out, our nervous system is overwhelmed, we're touched out, and all we want to do is go into that kind of really numb, disconnected place, which is very different to connection, intimacy, rest.
So you know? what you don't want is somebody else asking something of you, because you've been doing that for the whole day and for the last 27 days beforehand, and you're just wrecked.
You're just wrecked. And it's really what this is. It's like nervous system overload. You know, we've been living in that chronic state of fight or flight, always on, responding, listening, attuning to all the nervous systems around us. And then at the end of the day, our nervous system doesn't have the capacity anymore and it just flops. We go into that numbing out, disconnect. I can't tolerate anything else from anyone else, so I'm going to shut off. But there's a real impact and a cost to that happening on repeat to relationships, because people ultimately end up feeling like their partner hasn't got time for them, or they're not in love anymore, or, you know, they're not feeling seen, heard, listened to, all of that.
So does the cure begin earlier in the day by taking a bit more time out for ourselves, so we don't feel like that when we have the moment in the evening to connect?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it really is about, you know, starting from a place of not blaming the other as well. So often by the time this comes into the therapy room, the couple is at each other fighting. There's a lot of blame language, like, you don't love me, you don't care about me, you don't listen to me, all of this happens. So what I always say to people is, it's about awareness first. So notice what's happening inside of you and being able to communicate that in a way to your partner that doesn't use blame language. So start from the I position rather than, you don't do anything for me anymore, you don't pay attention for me anymore. It's like, you know, I'm feeling quite lonely. I miss our time together. I want to be able to chat to you more in the evenings. What's it like for you? So bringing in that curiosity piece is so important. And like, you know, at the beginning of a relationship, you know, you have that kind of spark, you have that kind of, oh, I just want to snuggle on the couch. And then, you know, as time goes on, you're moving further and further away until eventually you're on different couches watching Netflix. But it's like in the beginning, we have usually what's called this very spontaneous desire, you know? So the desire is there first. But over time in a relationship, it's really natural for us to become more aroused by what we'd call responsive desire. And that happens with closeness and connection. So even something as simple as reaching out and holding your partner's hand is where I'd encourage people to start, you know, and having those intimate conversations, vulnerable conversations, that's what creates closeness and intimacy.
And do you have to sort of make a rule about here's the 20 minutes now where we're going to sit down and have a chat and nothing is going to come between us? So you have to make it like homework initially.
Yeah, fake it till you make it, I think. Yeah, exactly. Actually reminds me, I think I'll have to schedule that for this evening. Yeah, you do. You do. You have to prioritise it. You have to make the time. And so a lot of people then think, okay, that's boring. That's not very sexy, is it, to have to create this time together? But that's the reality of the world that we're living in. And it's like, again, it's that responsive desire piece I'm talking about. It's like we need to create opportunities for closeness and for connection and for vulnerability.
Some people, though, might come from a background where emotions weren't ever discussed. They never saw that model. So it's really hard for them to do any of this.
It's really, really hard because they don't have that emotional literacy, or they mistake emotional connection or emotional vulnerability for weakness. You know, or some people aren't able to ask for what they need. You know, they're not able to say, this is what I need from you, or they feel guilty asking for what they need. You know, and, you know, it might be a topic for a totally other day, but there's that attachment piece that comes in here as well. Our attachment style plays a big part in here. Do you know, whether we're avoidant, which means we pull away from relationships when we're feeling stretched or overwhelmed, or whether we're insecurely attached or anxiously attached, where we start seeking the other when we feel overwhelmed.
Well, that's definitely a topic for us to
yes,
go back to.
I think
to,
that's a really
Michelle.
Exciting one.
Thank you so much for being with us.
You're
that's
welcome,
Michelle
Claire.
Flynn, psychotherapist and founder of An Croí Beag. Now, all
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.